But God gave me that peace.
Remember when my
father passed away, and it was, again, like, oh, my God, unexpected at work. And I'm about to go again. And the Lord said, I set before you grief and sorrow, peace and joy. You choose. So you have a choice what you choose. Say, I choose peace in every situation. He just said that to me. Actually, he said it this evening. He said it again. One of my best friends' mom, she said, transition today, passed away today. And the Lord said, start setting your mind. Your relatives will be leaving here. So set your mind and transition for them to transition to me. And you have, everybody say. You know, back in the day, we thought you were supposed to carry on foolishly. I remember a funeral we went to once, and the dad had passed, and he had a bunch of children. It looked like they were just trying to pull him out of the casket. They were in grief. I don't know if they were in grief, or they were just doing what they thought they were supposed to do. But we learn now, say now, we choose the peace. We choose the peace. Say, I choose peace in every situation. So if you go ahead and choose that peace, you'll have it. You know, if you're going to go grocery shopping Friday and you've had some money coming in during the week and you're going to buy $100 worth of grocery, then you don't need to go buy a $100 dress. Spend all your grocery money, you keep that for grocery. Amen? Amen. And so when mom passed away, and I had heard dad in the spirit, you hear me tell it many times, but the Lord said to tell you that so you can start getting your hearts and minds ready. We don't want to talk about death, but we're going to die. We speak long life and health, but if Jesus should tarry, one day I won't be here if he should tarry. Amen? I wasn't going there. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, you have to listen. And sometimes the Lord, he'll tell me what I'm going to say because he knows I would try to fix it up. You ever try to fix up what he said, not say what he said to say, but try to get it in anyway? And so dad had come to me in the spirit. I didn't see him anything. He said, I'm coming to get your mama. And that's what he would say, anything about mama. He said something about your mama. Not the bad way. And so when she passed away, she had been sick for a long time, and it was time for her to go. I talked to her that evening. She passed away on a Thursday. I said, Mom, you can go now. We'll take care of Lois. That's my youngest sister. She was fully grown. She was the one who did most of the caring for her. But what I'm about to say, I had peace. Oh, I missed her. I went to the phone many days to try to call her. I said, oh, I can talk to you straight. No lying. Glory to God. And then when my other brothers passed away, same thing. I had peace. So you decide now, I'm going to have peace. My loved ones are not going to stay here forever. Neither am I. But I'm going to have peace. And then I ask the question, how are you going to keep that peace? How are you going to keep that peace? You're going to do it by keeping the word in your heart and in your mouth. So I will keep peace by keeping the word in my heart and in my mouth. Go to Philippians 4 and 8. I don't know if I gave you that one. And I'm going to hurry and get down to the end part. Amen. Finally, brother, this is how you keep your peace. As a man, the scripture says, as a man thinks, so what is he? Whatever he's thinking on, that's what's really in his heart. This was actually talking about some food. He was telling you, eat all you want, eat all you want. He didn't want you to eat it at all. But that's what he really was. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, do what? So you're going to think on what? Peace. Because peace is good. Peace is lovely. Peace is honest. Peace is just. So you're going to think on what? peace. Paul proclaimed for the Romans in Romans 5:33, "Now the peace of God be with you all." And I say that the peace of God be with you all. All of the time. Say, I wear peace like a garment, like my clothes. I wear peace. And so I want you to work on that. That's an assignment. You work on having that peace. You work on having peace in your life. You work on being a peaceful person. Don't let somebody else decide how you are going to be. Well, he did that to me. She did that to me. No. What am I doing to Jesus? What has he done for me? That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm thinking of. When I was a sinner, he so loved me that he gave his life for me. And that's who I honor. I am the body of Christ, so I have to act like the body of Christ. I'm Jimmy's wife. I can't go acting any other way. We are married to Christ, so to speak. We can't act other ways. Amen. Are you learning anything tonight? In 1 Thessalonians 5, after exhorting the brethren extensively in verses 1 through 22, he explained that if you would do those things in verses 1 through 22 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, don't have time to go there. In verse 23, he said, "The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Will do what? He'll do what he said. He will do what he said. So he is the God of peace. Say, God is a God of peace. I'm his child. I'm a child of peace. Shout hallelujah. All right, then. I'm going to have to skip over a few of the verses. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 3, it says, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail or labor pains upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." The force of peace is a powerful force. It is the most important part. One, it is a most important part of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 5:22, it says, it is listed among the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and it mentions the rest of them. I won't read the rest of them for time's sake, but that lets us know that it is a spiritual force, and it's a mighty force in your life that when you choose peace, the world may think you are foolish. They may think you don't know what you're doing, but on the inside, you have a calmness. You have a peace. Your body that was sick can be well. Things that were going wrong, that worry and frustration and stress were bringing on your body, they will begin to leave because you have chosen what? Peace. You ever been working hard or running or whatever, and you sat down to rest and your body started changing? That kind of peace will come in your life, and then it would affect your whole life.